Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Courage to Tell by Donna Livingston is a children's book for parents to read to young children, or for children who can read to read with children to teach them what to do if anybody inappropriately touches them. It warns children that it could be any person older than them, including relatives. The book is based on Donna's own childhood. Donna was born and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, married to David Livingston in 1969, mother of three, grandmother of eight, great-grandmother of one. She worked in the cosmetics industry for 30 years as a makeup artist, sales rep, account manager, and account executive for various companies. Currently retired, living on the New Jersey shore, volunteering in church activities, helping the poor, homeless, and elderly. Donna Livingston, author of Courage to Tell, is with us on today's This Week in America. Also joining us, her husband, David. Donna, David, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
So much to talk about, so many important things to talk about. And this is Donna's story, this is Donna's book, and we'll be talking about that. But David, you're here to assist and sort of enhance the message, aren't you?
Yes. A couple of years ago, Donna was, well, in the last 18 months, Donna was diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia, which if people are familiar with Bruce Willis's illness,
yes. Right?
It's the same thing that Bruce Willis has. So I'm going to assist her. 52 years of marriage, and we figured out how to think for each other. I know what's going on in her brain. She knows what's going on in mine. So I can answer many questions for her and help her with her story.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And Donna, thank you so much for writing this book and for taking time to talk about it. I've been married as well for 52 years. I know we finish each other's sentences, so it's nice to, if I can't come up with something, she does, and vice versa. So I fully understand that. Donna, you've been, this writing, the book is really well done. It's done for children. It's done in a general, genial way. It's not scaring anybody. How long have you been writing? You have a real skill for this.
This is the only book that she's written.
Yes, it's the only one. Yes.
And she had plans before the diagnosis. She had plans to do another children's book on bullying. Because as a youngster in grade school, she was bullied and she overcame it. And that was going to be the next message, the next book, but it didn't work out. She only started writing because in 2013, the company she was working for downsized and she lost her job and she didn't know what to do. And I said, "You've been talking about writing a book for years. Take the time, write the book. You're going to get a buyout. You're going to get unemployment. I'm still working. Everything's fine. Take your time and write the book." And she did. And it took her about 6 to 8 months to finish it. And then we started looking for publishers. So it was the only one that she's written, though.
The book is so well done. I would have thought maybe this is your fifth or sixth book based on this. It's presented in such a professional manner. Our guest on the program, the author is Donna Livingston. Her husband is with us on the program, David Livingston as well. The book is Courage to Tell. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, published by ProIslePublishing.com. Donna, let's talk about the motivation behind this. What made you write this book?
This one or the other?
Yeah,
Courage to Tell is, it was, this is the new one, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So I decided to help children and let them see so I don't want anybody touch their children, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And so I wanted to be this book and... It was the colored that I have now, right? Yes.
Yeah, but he's asking you, sweetheart, about why did you write the book in the first place?
Oh, because I heard people saying that children were touched. And because of being touching, I thought, I think I should take the book. And I got it in my brain, and I just kept writing. And after I got the book, people, they said they wanted to see this because this will help children so that they can go and tell their parents that they are touching their children. And my uncle, he was touching, I think, about 5 or 6 years old was she. He was doing that to me at my grandmother's. So I'm sure that other people can do that. You know, there's women can do it and men can do it to children. They can do it. So I really wanted to try the courage to tell the one we went back. We started.
We'll talk about that later.
Yes. Okay.
Focus on the reason behind the book.
Okay.
Good.
So that's why it was really bad. I didn't tell my mother. I didn't tell my dad, and I just didn't know about it. But as I got a little time, that I told my cousin, and she told me that she knit it too. And so it was absolutely terrible for children to be touched. So that's why as I got older, 12, 13, and then I told my uncle, if you ever touch my body, I'm going to call my dad and my mom and my grandmom. I never did it. So he went to another person, but I didn't know that.
Yes.
It's
such a remarkable story. Because it's based on your experiences, you can relate to what happened, what you were going through, the emotions that you were going through. And so often we hear about beware of strangers, and you make the point it doesn't have to be a stranger. It can be someone in the family if you are being touched inappropriately. Donna Livingston is with us on the program, her husband David as well. The book is Courage to Tell. Donna, talk about writing this book. Did it help tame your monster? Was this almost therapeutic for you to write this book, tell this story, in order to help other people?
By writing the book, let me rephrase the question for you. By writing the book, did it help you emotionally with getting over the trauma of having your uncle do things to you that were inappropriate?
Right.
Did it help you?
Yes. It helped.
It did.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Because when people saw it, they said, this is wonderful because this needed for children so that they can tell the family or a cousin, a friend, whatever. And I was so happy when I started writing it. And I said, I want to try and get a book and see. And get it up. Yeah.
I can tell you that while she was writing the book, during that 6 or 8 month period, we had a lot of tears and cheers because she overcame her monster, like the question was worded. And I did too. I mean, I was never abused or anything like that, but living with her, knowing about this, and trying to work with her and help her through it, was so good. It helped to the point of before the book, she started writing the book, the uncle that had abused her, as he got older, he ended up being homeless, had very little to no income. We had 3 young children at the time, and she took him in and took care of him until he died. And it was probably a 6 or 7 year period there where she took him in, loved him, showed him love, and took care of him. And nobody else in the family would. And which really demonstrated a tremendous amount of compassion on her part. So she had addressed most of the monsters before she started writing the book, but the book just put the final touches on it, and her forgiveness, her faith. You know, she's an extraordinary woman, to say the least.
Well, that really says so much about what you went through sharing the message, and then what you did in that act of forgiveness with your uncle and taking him in to make life more bearable for him in the final days. That's a book unto itself there, talking about having the power and the faith and the guidance to go through that and to show that compassion. Donna Livingston is the author of Courage to Tell, the children's book, beautifully illustrated, messages that all children need. It's a great book that you can read to children. They can read and discuss with you. They can read and discuss with other children. Book available, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Also with us is David Livingston. You mentioned before the time frame of the book. Let's go back and talk about that again. How long did it take from the time you really got the idea until it was finished? And what was that process like, you know, in putting this together, in telling the story? It had to be, I would assume, a lot of highs and lows as you were doing this.
Let me answer that for you. Yeah, there were a lot of highs and lows. As a matter of fact, I think she originally mentioned the idea of writing the book probably within a year after her uncle passed. And then it was another 2 to 3, almost 4 years that she thought about it and was thinking about the format, what it would look like, what story she would tell, how deep she would go into the subject matter. And then, like I said earlier, she lost her job and she had time to think about it. And I know that at least 6 days a week, she was either thinking or making notes or writing or changing or scribbling and throwing away and going back and forth. So it took her a good 2 years two years of solid working on it most days of the week, I'll put it that way.
The finished product is Courage to Tell. The book is written in simple language, clear examples explaining that young children can understand, presented in a gentle way that will, a non-fearful way that will get the message across very, very effectively as it's done in judging from the reviews. Donna, what's the ultimate goal for the book? What do you hope the takeaway is for the reader of the book? What's the goal?
Oh, I loved Courage to Tell. And this one, I really can into my heart. I loved get into the book and see about children and people and the book that kids are mean to children. And I wanted to be kind to children and have the parents so that they can read the book so that they could see what happened to me. And I thought that it would help with children tell their parents and tell them and take the person who touched them. And that's why I wanted to take this book and have fun with it. And it was parents, they loved it, right?
Yep. She has the same when we go to book signings that she writes on there. Knowledge is power for the children, and if we teach our children these principles, if we groom them into the proper way of communicating with people, no matter who it is, coaches, teachers, uncles, aunts, brothers, sisters, even parents, could be a negative factor in their lives.
Yes.
But let's just say, you know, but if the children are aware of it, and if the responsible adults in the children's lives give them the knowledge, they also give them the power to own their own decisions.
And the other one in the book, when we were in school, there were mean people about me. They never talked to me. They were mean and at school, and then two girls, they came to me and they said, "We would like to be your friend." And I put friend in my book too,
that's another subject.
Yes, I thought it was in there too.
No, that's not in there.
That's a powerful message though, isn't it? That you don't want to feel alone. You want to be able to have that friendship and to share. And one word repeated three times throughout the book is tell, tell, tell. It not only points out what to watch for, the warning signs, but what you do once you sense that something wrong is happening. The book is Courage to Tell. Donna Livingston is the author and our guest, her husband David Livingston, with us as well on the program. Let's talk about what you are doing to communicate, to promote the book. David, you touched on book signings, which has to be very rewarding to be out there and to actually communicate with people, maybe even hear their stories and give them some guidance. What are you doing to communicate this message? The book is out there being read by many. How else are you going about communicating the story?
Well, with the publisher now, we're starting to we're in the process of setting up some social media accounts that would help. And you're absolutely right. When we do when Donna goes to a book signing, it almost becomes a therapy session. Somebody will come up and start telling her story, their story to Donna. And Donna has to walk away from the table and go off where there's some privacy and sit and talk with them. And I've seen it happen many, many times where it just comes out of nowhere and suddenly we have a new friend with many things common, you know, and Donna helps them and the book helps them. And we tell them, we're not professionals. She lived the experience. But there is professional help out there that can help you get through the grief and get you through the anguish and the emotional roller coaster that this causes for people. But there's a lot of help out there. But as far as marketing the book and getting the word out to people, we haven't been doing a very good job with our social media. So that's the next step that we're taking. Mm-hmm. Being able to get the message out through podcasts like yourself is a huge help to us. Book signings, being featured at book fairs has been a bit of a help for us also through the publisher. So we've got some other ideas in mind locally here in the South Jersey area. I don't know if it's going to spread to a bigger audience or not, but we're going to work on a couple of things locally here also.
Well, the book is out and doing exceptionally well, receiving excellent praise reviews. The book is Courage to Tell by Donna Livingston and David Livingston with us on the program. So often when we know that there is professional help out there, that can be intimidating. And to have someone like Donna who's been through that write this book in this very gentle way, being at book fairs and being at book signings and able to talk one-on-one, as you mentioned, may get through to a number of people that otherwise this message would not get through to. So it's really remarkable what you're doing with not only the book, but the social media and the personal appearances as well. Is there any talk of doing another book or a follow-up? Is that another project? Is that possible?
It could be possible. We're not really sure yet. Working with Donna's doctors at the present time with her neurological problems that she's having, we might be able to do something in the future. We wanted to make sure that this book took off and we give it full attention before we started something else.
Well, this is such an important book to add to a home library and to have to to read with the children, available for the children. The book is Courage to Tell by Donna Livingston, our guest on the program, along with her husband, David Livingston. Book published by ProIslePublishing.com. Book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Have you thought about maybe doing a video version of this, a screenplay? Has that come up in any of the discussions?
Yeah, we have had some discussions, not with anybody who can make it happen yet, but just with the publishers and myself and Donna, we have talked a little bit about what format that might be in. Would it be better to do like an animated or, you know, so we've talked about it, but we're not at any point where we could announce anything.
Well, the best wishes for that and the extension of the project. But what you've done is certainly to be congratulated. A minute or so left in the program. I'll ask each of you, Donna, how does it feel to have the book out there? You look down and you see your book that you spent a lot of time and emotions to write, Courage to Tell. What's it like for you to be able to have written this book and to get this message out there and help people? Maybe a lot of people you'll never know, but they've been impacted and their lives have made better by your book, Courage to Tell. What's that like for you?
I love the Courage to Tell. This is my favorite now, this one. I love it. Everything in here, helping for children that are, you know, people are mean to children. I put that in there and tell them to be kind to children in the book too, also.
Yes.
In there. And a lot of kids, they're really mean to the children. And there was in my time that I had people that didn't help me in school. And finally, two people, they helped me. And so I wanted to put that in that book, you know, to be kind to children.
Yes. But such an important message that's contained in Courage to Tell. And David, just a few seconds here, but this has to be a source of great pride for you. Donna's courage, her courage in dealing with life situation and writing this book and sharing all of this has to be a source of pride for you.
Absolutely, it is. I'm very, very proud of her and proud of our children and you know, grown children with children. They they really have stepped up and they take the message out there too. One other thing I wanted to mention: we have a new website now, also CourageToTellBook.com.
Oh, fantastic!
They can order that. Order the book directly from there also, CourageToTell.com.
Okay, we've got that. Yep, and we'll have that on our website as well, so all this information will be there. The book is Courage to Tell. David, was there anything else?
Thank you. Your influence in this area is tremendous. We respect you an awful lot, and we look forward to maybe down the road with another book, having another talk with you.
We'd love to do that. Donna, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Best wishes to you. You'll be in our thoughts and prayers, and you've done a remarkable job with this book, Courage to Tell. Thank you for sharing your story. Great to have you with us. And David, thank you. Hopefully we can do this again. This book is so well done. Again, it's a must for any home library, Courage to Tell. The author is Donna Livingston. David Livingston, her husband, with us on the program. Courage to Tell, you'll find it at Amazon. Their website, CourageToTellBook.com, published by ProIsle Publishing, and all this information on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Thank you both for being with us on the program. Best wishes, good luck as you're out there with all of these different platforms to get the word out. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure. Donna Livingston, the author of Courage to Tell. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That's the program you're listening to. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.